Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Supplies.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Oh, my gosh. That's why. That's
why did I take this job?
That's why we're number one.
Number one.
Oh my gosh, that is so good.
My favorite is Josh going, great Craig on this job.
Yeah, well, you've got me saying that, and Baz going, "That's why we're number one." Two just completely separate thoughts. I'm like regretting life choices, and Baz goes, "This is why we're up top."
All right, hey, real quick, we'll go to Hannah. Get it. There it is. Yeah, I love that line. Justin, when I left with you guys the other day, Roger and I walked outside at Chenal Country Club, and it had a darn flat tire. And I'm like, oh, man. You know,
no.
And obviously,
part of
the closest.
Sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So we went down to the pro shop down there to see if anybody could help. And Scott McClinton said, man, we don't have anything.
And don't have a portable.
Whoa.
Why you need help? You don't know how to change a flat?
Because we just wanted to. I didn't feel like changing the tire. I didn't feel like changing the tire.
That's what AAA's for.
Yeah. So I was trying to expedite, and I had the Cliff Hertzworth trophies in the back, and I had to unload all of them to get the
tire. Get my hands dirty.
And so anyway, he said,
I did ask him that though, and he had a ton of stuff in the back of a.
I didn't feel like it.
So.
But anyway, so Scott comes up. We thought, well, okay, I got to come back. I either got to change it or
because they didn't have a portable air compressor. But the dude came back, and I've already looked it up. He had a Ryobi.
And it filled that tire up.
But the buzz truck
was super nice to do that. No, it was my personal vehicle.
Okay,
so, yeah. But
so
anyway.
Thanks to Scotty Mac for doing
that. Yeah, he was very nice to do that for us. Didn't have to do that.
No, he came back around and found us.
Yeah,
and
was busy
cool
putting on your golf tournament, but found time to help us out. And they got me to Walmart and got the thing patched.
Oh, well, a heck of a nail.
It was. Hey, we're here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. And on Wednesdays, we know it's time to talk to Craig O'Neill and Hannah Gamble. Let's go to her now.
She's an Arkansas native and a standout for Razorbacks softball.
Going back and left, and that is gone. Hannah Gamble with the two-run home run.
She's one of the best defensive players in the country.
Down the left field side, and Gamble, great diving catch in foul territory.
Brought to you by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. Joining Morning Mayhem, it's Hannah Gamble.
Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Hi. Great to have you on today. Couple things right off the bat. Let's go back to this past weekend against Alabama at home. I think it was, I don't know which day it was, which game, but you had, what do you call it, Bark at Bogle Day? What's the saying for that where everybody brings their dog?
Bark in the Park.
Bark in the Park. And Roger,
I like it.
Do you remember Hannah's dog's name?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Piper.
Yes.
Piper. Very nice. Look at that. So did you have Piper there on site?
No, Piper did not come, sadly.
Oh, no. Well, I saw, though, you know, in addition, because it's Alabama, beautiful weather, and Market Bogle. You had a record. It was a record series attendance for the weekend. Uh-huh. And so just talk about the crowd and what it was like this weekend. And also a special appearance by Calipari in the Big Z.
Oh, yeah.
What was the weekend like crowd-wise there?
Yeah, for sure. It was Saturday night's game was really, really fun. You know, having all the fireworks. Friday night's game was too, but just having the amount of people there to support us and just to watch softball and watch women's sports is really encouraging. One thing I love about our crowd is, you know, they're always uplifting and positive and are just super loud. So I remember Bama started doing their cheer and we just started calling the hogs. So it's really encouraging to play for fans that just love Arkansas so much. So
one of the things that you guys have done, we keep, you know, every time we talk to you, we reference back to that Mississippi State series that you lose at home. And the one thing you did different in that series that you've not done for every following series, you lost that first game against Mississippi State. In every series since, you've won the first game. And so that doesn't always guarantee you're going to win it, but it certainly does make, you know, you're playing with house money a little bit. It certainly does help you guys win a little bit easier.
Yeah, for sure. I think winning the first game is always the most important. You know, I think that kind of sets the tone for the weekend. And so I think it's a huge help, especially in the SEC when you're playing against top 25 teams every weekend. Winning the first game is essential.
You, we bring this up now just because you're a senior. Only two series left. You go down to LSU this weekend, and then you come back home against, you play UCA on Tuesday in Conway, and then you come back for the last series at home against Ole Miss, which we're going to try to make the Ole Miss series, and who knows, we might be able to get up and see you a little bit early on Tuesday. But first you go down to LSU, obviously another top 10 team you got to play. Every team that you guys have beaten the last four series is a ranked team. Talk about LSU and how tough they are, especially down there.
Yeah, playing at LSU is very, it's a very hard place to play. I would say it's exactly like people saying Vogel's a very hard place to play. You know, I think it's really humid and hot there. It's a lot different. The atmosphere is different, but it is one of my most favorite places to play because it plays a lot like Vogel. The amount of fans and the people that, they just have so much passion for LSU, and so it's going to be a tough series, but it'll be really important for us to win the series or take the sweep. So we'll be ready. We leave tomorrow, and our first game is Friday at like 6. So,
Hannah, how much do you guys talk about, if at all, like the race to win the SEC? Because you guys are not right in the mix. I mean, you're a few games back, but do y'all even talk about that or not really?
Yeah, we don't talk about it actually at all. I think that, you know, my freshman and sophomore year when we won, you know, I think we knew in the last series whenever we were playing, like, okay, if we win this, we win the SEC, you know. But I think we just don't really talk about it because in the end, like, our goal is to win games and to help get us to postseason. And so, you know, I think we really haven't mentioned it at all. You know, I think it's important to be within the top four in the SEC because we do, when that happens, we get byes for the SEC tournament. So to answer your question, we really don't talk about it at all.
And then my another question, how much in college, just this is more for curiosity on my part, how much do you guys scout the other team? Whether it's their, you know, you playing third, their tendencies. I know you guys have a card or a wristband or whatever for, you know, situational shifts and that kind of stuff. And how much do you spend time during the week to get ready for the weekend on, you know, whatever the pitcher that you're going to face is doing?
Yeah, for sure. So most of the time, like yesterday, like we'll have Tuesday, so we have Monday off, and then we practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we will scout, we'll do film the first, we'll go over their pitchers for about the first 30 minutes of practice. Just kind of watching film on the pitcher, what they do, what their tendencies are in different counts. That's for offensively. And then we go in and we prep that in practice. So if a girl's throwing a curveball and then she mixes in a changeup, we do that in practice for hitting. And so defensively, Coach Michael, he does a really great job of, you know, putting us in a great position whenever we're on the field of, you know, where does their spray say that they hit the ball the most, whether that's in the 5-6 hole, to the pitcher. They do a lot of bunt. So we go over that a lot. I would say we scout the other team quite a bit.
I thought that was funny last night. I don't know if you guys heard it, but Dave Enhorn, I guess it was a pregame show. Phil Elson talked about it, said, what do you know about UAPB? And Dave Enhorn said, not much. He said, we can't find any information. He said, don't have any stats. So, you know, I was thinking, if that's true, come on, UAPB. You gotta get that done, man. That's I thought it was interesting, too, last night. There was a player, there were parents there that had a son that played for UAPB and a son that played for Arkansas.
Oh, nice.
They're for both, yeah.
That's cool.
I do want to thank UAMS, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, for sponsoring Hannah each week. Last thing for you, Hannah, I saw a nice article today, or yesterday, rather, about Bree Ellis and how great a year she's having. Of course, she was a transfer from Auburn. And you have a unique perspective for the fact that you were there as a Razorback before the transfer portal started. And you've been able to watch that happen. And you guys, I think you have four starters now that are transfer portal players. And what's your thought on the transfer portal as somebody who is not that? You know, you've been there. That's where you recruited. That's where you wanted to stay. No transferring. Maybe your viewpoint, having been there all this time and watching that transition of that new thing in college sports happen.
Yeah, for sure. I am a fan of the transfer portal. You know, I think it's unique for different situations of different people. You know, I think it's really hard to say that you don't necessarily like the transfer portal when something happens and, you know, it was really traumatizing for a person to be out of school because, you know, like, people don't see it, but, like, there is abuse that happens at schools, like, that people don't see. And so that's just a very, like, on the other side of the spectrum. But, you know, I think it gives people new opportunities. I think there's things that go on in people's lives that people might not know about that has nothing to do with softball, but they might just need a fresh start. And so I'm a fan of the transfer portal. I'm a fan of, you know, giving people new opportunities.
Hannah, have you ever at any moment in your career there at Arkansas ever thought about getting the transfer portal?
Nope. Never.
But say that's the easiest. You knew what that answer was going to be.
Let's see if she answers this one faster. Do you still wear your earrings from last year?
From Jones and Son?
I do. Yeah. I wore them 2 days ago. Or whenever we played the competition,
nice.
I wore them
this weekend. Hey, you know what's very next? Well, listen, Hannah, we got to get her a cowboy hat.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
What's taking so long?
Oh, my gosh. Hannah, have you ever worn?
I told her last week. I'll be up there for the Ole Miss series with my daughter playing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll have to get her a hat.
Have you worn a cowboy hat, Hannah, before?
I have. Come on now, I have.
I don't. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that on IG.
I just was wondering.
Exactly. We haven't seen that with a high ponytail.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen. Go. Go with those Tigers down at LSU. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week. Please clap us out.
All right. Two claps in a few weeks.
Sweet. Thanks, Anna.
Thanks, Anna. Go Hawks.
Bye.
All right. She's going to get a hat. Now, all your hats are the same. You do not have different
hats. She's absolutely
She loves us.
I think so.
Have we sent Will McIntyre a hat yet?
I think she likes hats.
Oh, my gosh. Great point, Josh.
Because I know Will's a little bit of a slump, so maybe the hat could be a slump buster.
That's a great idea.
Now, and we mailed his and Stovall's shirt.
Morning Mayhem shirts, yeah.
We didn't ask Peyton about that yesterday. We'll see if Will's gotten them yet.
Or even Stovall. Stovall might like a Justin Moore hat. Mm-hmm. Listen to us giving away Justin's hat.
Steve, you want to ask your staff?
Let's do it.
See if they want one.
Yeah, I mean,
you have different cuts.
Take some more.
No different cuts for men and women, are there?
Oh, right? I'm glad you brought that. Yeah, first of all, that's a good point. Is there any difference between a cowboy hat for a man and a woman?
Your
particular hat.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
You have the same hat.
Yeah. We don't have, men and women's hats. No.
The other thing, speaking of hats, you sent a hat to Mus, which is out on the West Coast. I don't know if he'll ever be wearing it out there knowing Mus.
He didn't even make the trip.
Might be the garage sale.
That was my next point. Did you see where Kenneth Battle visited yesterday, Justin?
I think
I texted to us
somewhere, but I'm not sure where it was. Where was it?
Yeah, I said that to y'all last night. TCU. So
TCU.
Josh, you're a big Yeah, you're a Big 12 guy. Is that a surprise? I don't know anything about their basketball program.
Not too much of a surprise.
TCU.
They've had very good guard play in recent years. That's kind of been the calling card of Jamie Dixon's
very
team.
Very good guard play.
So I
thought I saw he was visiting Kansas State, too.
Kansas State, too?
Yeah.
Which would also make sense. Another team that's had really good guard play, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't you guys sort of think Cal's not going to bring him back? It would not be interested in having him,
no.
I would think.
I don't know why.
I just think he wants his guys.
Oh, okay. Caleb,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
I think Cal, he's trying to bring in a whole different level of player. And again, that's not meant to be a knock against Caleb because he was really good for us late in the year last year. But Cal's looking for guards that are 6'6 and can do different things than Caleb.
He's looking for like De'Aaron Fox. I mean, like the one thing about Cal guards is
don't
that
you agree, Josh?
Yeah, the thing about last year's Kentucky team was that okay. Whenever I talk, it's always like let's just make fun of whatever Josh says or demean his sports points. When Justin asked for the download about Jerome Tang, it's like Pootie Tang. So you know what? You all can call somebody else and get some analysis. I'm trying to answer Justin's question. Maybe you know. We could talk about Coach Cal and what he likes from guards, but no. You
I
all,
was listening.
Go ahead.
I was listening to you.
Go ahead. No.
Do you need some Midol? What's going on with you?
I just heard De'Aaron Fox is what I heard.
All I heard. Well, yeah.
Y'all De'Aaron don't know Fox. Who De'Aaron Fox is?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, where do you play golf?
Finish your conversation, guy. Finish your conversation.
All right, so yeah, the point being was that last year Kentucky had the best guards in the country. There's no doubt their backcourt was the best, most talented backcourt in the entire country. The one issue they had was they were not very good defensively. So I think for him, he's probably trying to find the same explosiveness from the guard positions when it comes to scoring. But Caleb was not a great defender. He tried. It's not like he didn't have a give effort on defense, but he was not there for his defense. He was there for his scoring. So I think Cal's maybe trying to find a bit of a mix of both, if he could.
Right.
You know what's something interesting?
How's he done with Sacramento?
Oh, very nice. Well done, Roger. Well done. Well done.
I'm just curious.
Well done.
Just curious.
Roger's okay. Yeah, I do think it's interesting, guys, and we haven't really talked much about this, is that we talk about how good of a recruiter that Calipari is, which he is. Mm-hmm. But it was what? Was it 2 years ago? Did not Eric Musselman have the number one recruiting class in America? It wasn't Cal.
He had the Fab Four.
It was Muss.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
of course, Cal had number two.
How about that? Isn't that sort of crazy? We forget that Muss had a couple classes. One of them was number one, and I think the other one was like a top 10, wasn't it, or top five? Boy, back to back, didn't we have two? Or maybe
right.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And of course, they were. Yeah. So anyway, I just think it's we forget that Muss did bring in some pretty darn good players.
Muss did a great job here, and he made this job even better than it.
Yep.
It was before.
Yeah, but he's done now, and now you've got the goal.
He's done now.
He's gone.
Now we got Calipari. Hey,
tell him, Jimmy. Tell him.
You know. And this is a whole different level of recruiting.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
It is. And you know, because you follow the game. You're a professor of this game, and I like it. You're an Indian. You're part of the tribe, and we love you. That's why Coach Cal wants you to come up there and speak to the team whenever you can.
I'm a student of the game. Hey!
You're the professor.
So, Justin, you may remember this fella, and I don't know if Roger does or
what?
Not. You got
I can't get out of it now. I mean, Roger knows. You can't get out of it. Once you get into it, you can't get out of it.
No. You don't get out until you
get out of it.
You don't get out until you get out.
In it for life.
You can't get out of it.
Hey. Why does Justin yell now? What's gotten into Justin? Do you guys, Justin, do you remember Riley Hall, which was Muss's right-hand ops guy?
I don't.
Did you meet? Okay, so Riley Hall is an Arkansas kid that was here under Anderson, and when Muss came in, I was going to say, he's a Saline County young man, and anything that would be done with Muss. Matter of fact, he was the guy, if you remember, when they were walking off the court, he grabbed a phone.
Yeah.
He got in trouble about it a little bit. It might have been a March Madness game. I can't remember, but it was a game we lost, so it couldn't have been that, unless it was the last game.
Was it the SEC Network or SEC tournament game?
That might have been what it was. But anyway, he apologized. He grabbed the phone. But anyway, he was a Muss's right hand guy. Anything that Muss did, he depended on Riley. You always got to have that kind of guy. That's why we got Tommy Bones here for Cal.
That's right.
It's but right. So I reached out to him yesterday.
Break your bones. I love this freaking kid.
So I was wondering. I hadn't heard anything on Riley this year. Because all of a sudden, you know, here's you got a situation he's been right hand to Muss all these years, but he's got a 5-month-old baby, and he's, you know, his family's in Arkansas. So I texted him. I said, "So what's the scoop? Are you going West Coast? Are you going to be on staff with Cal? You know, Cal didn't know him from Adam." Yeah. But I think it always is good. And his answer was, and he's not going to go to the West Coast because of his family. He's got a 5-year-old and still 5-month-old and still doesn't know yet about Cal.
Huh.
But I think if you're Cal, you got to have an Arkansas guy.
And is he not keeping a guy? Who is the guy?
Ryan Brewer.
Brewer.
Yeah.
Who?
Cal.
I don't know. I hadn't heard that for sure. But I do think there's value, especially from an op standpoint, that, you know, hey, you've been here longer. You know who the players are. You know what I'm dealing with. When I say
that's
the players.
Well,
yeah, yeah, whether it be sponsors, whether it be how we go from this place to this mm-hmm. place. I did think it was interesting on the Knox kid, the Carter Knox kid. He came in, he said, "Oh, man, I was blown away with the facilities."
Cool.
And so you sometimes wonder, you know, they're at Kentucky. They're not
going
to be impressed with what we have. And they were impressed with what they have. Yeah. Yeah. So, and the other thing, how about Jimmy Dykes yesterday?
Jimmy!
On Hawks Plus.
Yeah.
Justin, I know you're sometimes not the biggest fan of Jimmy.
Jimmy
but what he said about...
Yay!
Do you know what he said about Bud Walton versus...
Butterini.
Bud Walton versus Rupp Arena.
Right.
He was just saying that, hey, listen, Rupp's fans are different. They're older. They have sort of expectations. He said, when you come into Bud Walton, he said right off the bat that the fans can affect the game. That was interesting. He's been in every arena, called every game. Did you think that was interesting, Justin, his take on that?
Yeah, and I agree with, look, Rupp is a great home court advantage, and that's a great arena and holds a ton of people, I think like 22,000 or something like that. But, yeah, it's a different vibe. It's a little more laid back, and like Jimmy, I thought, nailed it. I mean, they kind of wait for something to happen, and sometimes Bud Walton, our fans – and I don't know if it's the way it's set up, or I don't know. I don't know if it's people, but they almost will the team to make something happen. Again, at Rupp, they're kind of waiting for something to happen to cheer. I agreed with him.
Yeah, I thought that was a unique perspective and a compliment to Bud Walton. And again, a reminder as why a guy like Calipari would go, I'm not walking into a situation where I have no weapons in terms of facilities, fan base, fan support, all the things. I will say this, again, Wally Hall wrote about it today. The whole narrative, the whole thing about 5 million NIL was false, not true. And people can keep saying that, but it is not true. So what it means is that the Arkansas NIL collectives, the several of them, they've got to raise this money. They don't have it on hand.
Sure.
Tyson
wink,
Stevens.
Wink, wink. It's not true. Wink, wink. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're not getting the five.
I'm not. I'm just saying this. It ain't coming from those guys. Those guys are the monster. They're not the ones that, you know, that are doing 5 million NIL.
But I have to imagine that Cal's not coming here without some guarantees about there being some finance. That wouldn't make a whole lot of sense.
Sure.
Well, but no, that's not the point. The point is though that Hunter Yurachek's got to get that money.
Well, somebody put that 5 million out there. Did we just make it up as fans?
I don't know if that's what they promised, but it ain't there.
Right.
So
are we going to get more calls from the guy that wants the unwashed masses?
Maybe. That's my point. I think there's still work to be done on that.
But that's my opinion.
Listen. I've got pretty good sources that have told me that.
Name them. You told us about Randy Hankins. Name this guy.
Listen, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a fact.
Do you agree the idea that he's not coming here without... He's not the type of guy who would come somewhere without certain assurances that there's going to be financial backing for players?
Well, sure, but you're going to sure, but you got. Hey, listen, you got to go find it. That's the only point I'm making. I'm not saying that's. I mean,
him signing on the dot, maybe that's at least worth $2.5 million.
I think they'll find the money, but I'm just saying right now there was not a guarantee when this deal was signed. Hey, you got your five. Here's the $5 million here.
Right. Understanding. So that's just a pie in the sky that we heard about,
or that we promised that we would provide. It ain't there yet, but we've got to work towards getting.
Who's
that.
We that promised
that? Well, that Hunter or your check.
Okay, but not Tyson, not Steve.
Yeah, that's my understanding that's
got to come from. They've got him the salary.
That's right. They got him here. But
what do we have now? If you're a conservative guest, what do you
I
think
don't know.
We
that's
have?
Good, that's a good
you're
question.
You're NIL right now. Any idea?
Maybe a couple million. I don't know. I don't know that answer. Yeah, but again, there's work to be done. I'm not saying they're not gonna have it. I just thought that was interesting because we were told or we heard it was a package deal, and it may still be there, but it ain't. It wasn't delivered with the other.
It wasn't part of the package to get
caliber. That's what.
So
I hear.
You're telling us that the university needs a HELOC?
Another place to come, right, Steve? Get it.
That's right.
HELOC.
What'd you say, Justin? Was it tight choke today? What was it we were talking about? That was on the
tight gun
or the rifle. All right, 9:30 here on Morning Mayhem. We're nuts. We know. The only thing that keeps me hanging out.
Tickets are on sale now for the 20th annual Double B's BuzzBecue, Saturday, May 11th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Go to BuzzBecue.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Three game twos last night in the NBA. First, it was Minnesota taking a 2-0 lead over the Phoenix Suns with a 105-93 home victory over Phoenix. Then it was Indiana evening up their series with Milwaukee, 125-108 the final score there in game two. Pascal Siakam, 37 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists for the Pacers. And finally, it was Dallas evening up their series with the LA Clippers, 96-93, 32 points, 9 assists, and 6 boards for Luka Doncic. Two games tonight. It's Miami and Boston in game number 2. And also, we've got Oklahoma City and New Orleans in game number 2. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz Weather with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Sunny, warm, and breezy weather on the way for the remainder of your Tuesday. Temperatures topping out in the upper 70s, close to 80 with a breezy southwest wind anywhere from 10 to 20 miles an hour. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar. Only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Wednesday on Out of Bounds, we'll look back at Arkansas and UAPB at Dickey Stevens Park. We'll hear from Coach Van Horn and some of the players. Also, Pat Bradley will join us. We'll get his thoughts on John Calipari's recruiting of Carter Knox and some of the other players getting ready to visit Fayetteville. All that, plus we'll see what's trending. Big show lined up on Wednesday. Join us from 1 to 4 for Out of Bounds.
Hey folks, Roger Scott here. And yes, I know you hear me promoting many of our beloved clients on the bus, and they are all special and dear to me. So to all those clients, I say thank you. In fact, my wife thanks you as well, along with our Amazon delivery person who comes by the house every single day because of you, and we appreciate you. But let me tell you about a client that has been near and dear to my heart for over a decade. A very special client who's become a friend to me and my family over the years. In fact, they've become like family too. Yep, that's right. Of course, I'm talking about Gravely Mowers. I've been a proud Gravely Mower owner for years, and I've used everything from theirs, from a 21-inch push mower to their 72-inch commercial unit, including my favorite, the ZT Heavy Duty 60-inch. Mm-hmm. And now, it's the best time of year to get a brand new Gravely of your choice. Why, you ask? Well, how about 0% interest over 48 months? Are you interested? Sure you are. So join the Gravely family if you haven't already by stopping by at your local Gravely dealer today, like Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Hoco Turf.
turf in Roland.
Congo Fireplace and Patio, Arkansas's premier casual outdoor furniture store, is having their huge spring sale. With Arkansas's largest selection of outdoor furniture, there's no better time to stop by and save on name brand dining groups, seating groups, chaises, gliders, bar and counter sets, with new collections arriving daily. Plus, Congo always has the best selection of grills and ceramic smokers in the state. The spring sale is going on now at Congo. Family owned and operated for over 100 years. Shop local and feel the difference. Congo Fireplace and Patio, I-30 Bay.
It's time to bring legendary Kubota reliability to your hayfield. Heavy-duty balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, rakes, tedders, and wrappers to fit your specific crop and condition. Match them up with one of Kubota's ag tractors. The M7 line ranges in horsepower from 128 to 168 with premium hydraulics and multiple transmission options to finish any job. Henard Foothills Equipment, South Main Street in Searcy. Your hometown Kubota dealer no matter where you live. 501-268-1900.
Roger, did you know that Oaklawn Sports is the mobile app that lets you bet anywhere in Arkansas?
Anywhere. So I can bet the over when I'm in Dover.
Indeed you can.
I can take the underdog in Dogtown.
Absolutely.
You're telling me I can bet on the pigskin and pigot?
Yep.
Hoops and Humnote, baseball and bauxite, long shots and Lavaca?
All of the above.
Anywhere, huh?
Anywhere.
Nice.
Easy to use and even easier to fund. Bet with confidence. Bet with Oaklawn Sports. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Did Josh miss another curse word in a movie clip? Let us know at 501-661-1037. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Whenever I think of picnics now, I think about the scene in Zodiac where the killer walks up and kills the couple beside the water. And I just,
I'm going to take you on a picnic and I'll protect you.
You do that for me?
You know, when I hear that, you know what I think of? I think of one of the opening scenes in Shawshank when the new meat's coming down there in the bus. I'm going to take you on a picnic.
You know what I'm thinking right now, Raj? Turn that up, Josh. Rod, you recognize it? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Feel like working out right now. Lifting weights,
awesome.
Running, moving.
Yeah.
Is this Vision Quest? This is Vision Quest, my friend.
Was this in Vision Quest, too?
This is Journey.
Oh, Journey?
Yeah. The champion. Turn up Steve Perry. Listen
it's
to that.
In separate ways.
So, no.
Oh, yeah. Crush it.
Oh, come on, Steve. Come on, you can do it. One more.
Justin, I was completely enamored.
Financial stuff going on downstairs. People, what the heck?
Completely enamored with Vision Quest last night. I feel like
it's
one of those pop culture movies that I've heard about for years.
Now I've never heard of.
Well, I've set it up too high for you. I think.
Well, you have.
It's sort of a campy. It's not the greatest movie.
But as long as you.
It took me back to 1985. Is what it did. It took me back.
I think that's isn't that a song in Rocky III? Take me back.
It's you know those old high school sports movies. The coach tells him, "I'm not letting you drop weight going down to 168. You're not going to wrestle. Shoot." And he goes, "What?" So he runs out there.
He said, "What?"
He runs out there. He goes, "What?" So he runs out there, and there's this wall where you have these pegs. Have you seen it back in the old school? Nobody had ever done it.
Ring the bell?
Had ever gone to. There was no bell. So he just gets mad at for the whole team and starts going way up there. A lot of people thought.
They're in their underwear, aren't they?
Yeah, there were a couple of people that were mad at him because he was dropping weight. One being a team member because he was putting everybody at risk by wanting to go wrestle shoot at 168 because shoot was never been beaten.
He wants to drop down?
Yeah, because he wants shoot. He wants the biggest.
So is it unfair because he's a tougher guy? Are you saying it's almost like the.
He wants to beat the baddest guy in town. And he's going to
drop 30 pounds.
Basically, 198 to 168.
To get into it,
it was 178 to 168.
So for you to wrestle me, how much do you have to lose to wrestle me because you want to take me out?
That's right. But anyway, so the coach says, you're out. So he starts going, he's climbing that thing, and all of a sudden everybody's been mad at him, not being a team member. They go, oh my gosh, look. Go, man.
Look at Loudon.
Go, Loudon. Go. And the guy that's over mad, they go, nobody's done it. And he gets to the top of it. Yeah, man.
And
the coach is there waiting for the way. He goes, you got it. You can do it. You can do it.
No.
No, then that was David Basil's movie review.
What'd you say, Justin?
I said, Josh, do you have a clue what Bass just said?
No. I've got no idea.
Are you kidding me?
Baz, I think you start reviewing old movies for the Democrat Gazette. Just like every Sunday, it's a column. Baz this week watches, you know, Tommy Boy.
This is Rocky on the wrestling mat.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to watch it.
And anyway, there was music history in there because I had no idea that Madonna, this was when she was just blowing up. And she had a scene in it, and she became bigger than the movie at the time.
See, I didn't understand why the guy wanted to... He's 30 pounds.
He's two weight classes above.
And the other, that's almost unfair.
Well, no, he just wants to be able to lose so much weight he can fight the 168 guy.
Is he taller than the 168?
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
so he's wanting to come.
It's very difficult.
It's like Kramer in a little.
No.
It's actually pretty common.
You're still the same weight.
It's actually pretty. It's actually pretty common in mixed martial arts and in boxing.
I don't need you.
Here's the thing.
They're going, this guy is 30 pounds. Going, that's the only way I want to do it. I'm going to go down. I'm going to beat this guy.
But see, he's weak. He's passing out.
My grandkids' daycare and taking them off.
He's passing out. His nose was bleeding because he's so weak. He's lost so much weight. He's thin.
All right, here's the deal. What's the message this movie has?
It's just go for it.
Go for it.
Listen, Justin, you're going to watch this movie.
Go for it, Rock.
About 30 minutes in, you're going to turn off again. What is Basil telling you? This is terrible.
I'm flying to Boise, Idaho tonight, or this afternoon. I'm going to have to watch this on the plane.
What, did Baz's review sell you on it, where he was just describing the one thing?
I had no idea what he was saying.
I'm telling you right now.
I mean, you might as well have been going,
I heard it all. I want to watch this movie, and I want to watch Vision Quest 2.
The other day,
it's free on the Roku channel, by the way, for folks out there who want to watch it. It is free on the Roku channel.
I don't want to watch commercials.
Justin, there's a love interest in this thing, too, with an older woman. What's your name? Is Linda, how do you pronounce her last name?
Linda Fernandez? Wait, she's older?
Yes, yeah, so she's older. She's supposed to be like 20. He's like 17 or 18.
Yeah. That's baby crap.
Well, I mean, she's been around older men.
She's been around older men.
Anyway,
saying she's loose?
You get the love angle.
What? She's a tramp?
You get the love angle.
Oh, I want the love angle, Jerry.
She straightens him up. But you know what? He almost loses his vision quest because of her. Because the vision quest is a
Is this like Billy Jack when he went...
Vision quest is a Native American deal that when you have a vision about what your future is going to be.
Hold on. So we've got Chuck on line three here who is telling me that there's a crucial part of this movie you've missed out on, Baz. Chuck, go ahead. You're on.
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, I love this movie. I wanted to be Brian Shute growing up because that dude was. As a little blonde guy, I wanted to be that ripped little pine knot that was Brian Shute. but one of the main parts of this whole thing is the fact that his mother's dead and just him and his dad, and they let this hot mid to late 20s chick come live with him. All the while, Loudon Swain is at the apex of puberty while also writing a school research paper on the female anatomy and the female orgasm.
So much to unpack in that movie. There's a lot going on. Yes.
There's
Thank you.
A tremendous amount of hidden 80s awkwardness. It's fantastic.
Is there nudity?
No.
On either side?
No.
I would think you're probably more likely to see Loudon naked than anybody else.
There is nudity when he's weighing in. Close to weighing in, but you don't see frontal.
Yes.
You see butt.
There is. You see his butt when he's weighing in.
You see butt.
Yes.
Yes.
When he's weighing in, he's almost too heavy, and he has to take his tighty-whities off.
He did. He did.
I knew there were tidy whities. Were there tidy whities when he was climbing that wall?
Can I tell you what else?
Why did I dream that?
Thank you so much for the call.
Am I dreaming that?
Justin, thank you for
the call. It was fantastic. Thank you.
Listen, here's the thing. That review made me think that that is a Shakespearean movie.
Let me tell you what I said. I had to do. It brought back memories when he got on that scale, and once it had, I used to have to do that to play Pee Wee football, Pee Wee midget football. So I would get on that scale. We would. I was 12 years old eating beans and yogurt at lunch to try to make. I lost 25 pounds when I was 12 years old. My parents should.
Boy, have we gone off the rails.
I know.
Well, can I tell you? The bad is you've been talking about the Vision Quest the entire.
He was eating beans and yogurt.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what that's all about.
I'll give you history,
but
man.
Baz, you talked about Vision Quest the entire show. Chuck did a better job. I know more about the movie from Chuck's 2-minute phone call than I do from the entire thing that you said about the movie. Hold on, Justin, do you agree with me? Do you agree with me on that? Because I feel like Chuck's assessment was pretty good.
I gave them life and energy of that movie.
You brought that movie to life.
Yes.
You want me to see a remake of it?
I brought you the.
And you want me to see a Roadhouse guy play the new Loudon?
Yes. I gave you the energy of that movie.
Oh my God!
Here's what I'll say.
I'm sorry.
Show.
I don't want to hear any
Beans
more movie reviews. Tell me, break down some more NBA for me. I want to hear crappy movie reviews.
I want Justin's next song to be Vision Quest. His next
with the mention of Randy Hankins
from Poland. Listen, I guarantee you, Poland Indians. Listen, it came. Vision Quest came.
They had Vision Quest down there in Poland.
Yeah, you should know about that.
It's such good land.
It taught you that in school, probably.
Yeah.
But
see, butt.
All right, let's take a break. Look at Steve. Steve's over there going.
Steve
liked the movie.
I like the movie.
I'm watching that movie tonight over some day-old spaghetti. That's what I want.
There you go.
All right, we'll come back and, my mother says you're a little stubborn. I'm not. My mother's mad now that I was starving myself at 12 years old to play. Listen, I wanted to play, and if I had to lose 25 pounds, dadgummit, I would do it. While my buddies were eating pizza and lunch.
And all that.
Oh, 53 was eating beans and yogurt.
Beans and yogurt. And you loved it.
Well, I was 25 pounds when I was 12 years old.
You're like Billy Jack.
Pork and beans and yogurt.
I'll tell you right now.
No, string beans. String beans.
Listen, you got to know something. I'm not just a guy.
That's right.
But I can't even look at you right now. Because there's like a glow around
you. Oh, my lord.
Baz, did you eat those together?
Yes, I would eat my beans, my string beans, and my yolk.
Would you dip them into the?
No, no, no. Two separate deals. Yeah, two separate deals. Yeah.
Okay. Listen, today. You're in your little lunchbox.
My lunchbox.
Your Snoopy lunchbox.
Everybody else was eating their pizza. They go, "Where's Basil? He's eating his yogurt and his
yogurt
string beans." Laid the groundwork for me whipping Bo Jackson. So there you go.
That's exactly what it was. He was tooting a lot. But I tell you what, he dropped that weight.
Let's
come
back and wrap this
up. Oh, he's gassy. Where's Cassie Bassett?
Just to earn a buck. We never get ahead, but we have enough.
Hey, Joe Klein, got a couple of questions for you. Did you know that Corky's Barbecue has two great locations here in Central Arkansas?
Yes, Roger, I knew that. I've been telling you that for years.
But did you know they have drive-thrus at both locations so I don't have to get out of my car?
Yes, Roger.
But did you know this, that Corky's Barbecue can cater a wedding or office party?
Have you ever seen anything we do for the Buzz, the golf tournaments, countdown to kickoff? Yes, Corky's caters and does bulk orders. Who do you think brings all that barbecue, slaw, baked beans, and all the fixings to these events?
Fair enough. But Joe, I bet you didn't know this, that Corky's has private rooms available.
I don't even know why I talk to you.
It's because we're best friends. Now, all this talk about Corky's Barbecue is making me hungry. How about we run on over to one of them, grab some ribs?
Really? But you don't even pay.
Hey, that reminds me. I need a couple of gift cards.
Whatever. We're done here.
Let Corky's do all the work. For groups of 10 or more, whether it's for your cherished family gathering or your office party, this year, let the experts handle it.
Hey, Buzz listeners, have you heard the news? Natural State Wholesale has just expanded and doubled in size, making it the ultimate warehouse wonderland. You will walk through the warehouse and be amazed by the unbeatable prices around every turn. At the warehouse, you will find wholesale pricing on everything. Come on down and meet the flooring king, Don Grisham, and see for yourself what everyone is talking about. Visit the warehouse today, 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot off exit 61, or visit them online at naturalstatewholesale.com.
Spring means it's time for fresh vegetables and produce. And your local Family Market store is your home for everything spring, including all of those barbecue supplies and fresh cut meats by our butchers for your spring cookouts. With great deals on all of your favorite Coke, Pepsi, and Frito-Lay items, as well as so much more, Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, and Shannon Hills are always there for you. And remember, you'll never pay full price for gas when you use your Family Market Rewards card at select locations. Family Market, the way grocery shopping is supposed to be.
At ABC Supply, when you've got a job to do, we do too. When your success depends on getting the details right, we're there for you every step of the way. Delivering more than materials. Delivering passion, commitment, and the confidence to help you get the job done easier. Our teams understand the obstacles you face in building your business and reputation. Because living up to our promises is how we help you live up to yours.
For location and product information, call ABC Supply North Little Rock at 501-955-0777 or visit abcsupply.com.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
The Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Car Show, Saturday, May 4th at the Conway Expo Hall. Attention car clubs, please arrive early and together. During the show, purchase raffle tickets to win one of two steel lawn and garden packages benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Whiskey Myers, live in concert.
Oh, have you found a song?
Friday, May 3rd, Simmons Bank Arena. With Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real and Reed Houghton. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Whiskey Myers Live.
The Can-Am sales event is in full swing at all Bradford Marine and ATV locations. 2022 Ryker Rally motorcycles with up to $2,000 in discounts and financing as low as 1.99%. Always ride responsibly and safely and observe applicable laws. Remember that riding and alcohol and drugs don't mix.
Jayco Little Rock is now open. Come celebrate during our grand opening block party, April 26th and 27th. We'll have food trucks, prizes, and fun for the whole family. Plus, take advantage of huge grand opening discounts on the top Jayco floor plan. Walk the lot and tour hundreds of new RVs, along with a large selection of quality pre-owned RVs. Don't miss the grand opening block party at the all-new Jayco dealership in Benton, Arkansas, April 26th and 27th. Learn more at jacolittlerock.com/grand opening.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Oh, my gosh. That's why. That's
why did I take this job?
Oh my gosh!
We're number one. So that's why we drank. Hi from the 870. One of the greatest lines so far. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm listening to.
This one says, Baz got me hyped up with the review. I'm going in tonight We're going to get Vision Quest trending up on Hulu.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
And then
I'm
going
to go to a friend of mine who has a jailbroke Fire Stick and look it up now without any commercials.
And I love Justin where he goes, I have no idea what you just said.
He has no idea. He has no idea.
But you know what we're going to do?
I don't.
Josh, next week.
But I don't. I have no idea.
Next week, Josh, we're going to need at least three different comebacks for outgoing journey songs.
Steve, thanks for having us out today.
Thanks, Steve.
Real quick, tell everybody again what's coming up.
Hey, a lot of stuff going on, guys. Appreciate you being here. Starting next Wednesday is our summer auto loan special. Rates as low as 199. Fantastic opportunity to save some money on your auto loan. Come see Matt Jones for all your mortgage, the real Matt Jones for all your mortgage needs. And finally, if you want to earn up to 6% on your checking account, come find out about our Kasasa free checking account. Earn up to 6% on your
checking account,
on your balances, on your checking account for doing things you already do.
You're already doing it.
So, Kasasa. Steve, let's be honest now that we got the formalities out of the way. Are you just sitting there going, I spent my money on this?
He listens every day. He knows what this is about. He knows what this is about.
He didn't know what it's all about.
Someone says, I can't believe, but I agree with Josh. I learned more from Chuck. Let me tell you.
Who's Chuck?
The guy who called in. I was here to bring the sizzle.
Hell, I called
him.
If you're our age, you got your review.
That's it. It's a demographic thing.
Absolutely.
It's a demographic thing. Because Steve got it, too. He got the juices flowing.
Well, he got all the juices flowing. There's one right here. In the 80s, we're waiting for Wretched Events naked. Hey, Madonna's in the movie.
And you look at the picture of Shoot, and he's all steroid. He looks like he's steroided up, doesn't he? He looks much bigger than 168.
It's almost like I'm looking for him and that little dude who goes a stiff neck in Karate Kid that's yelling.
Yes, yeah.
You know, for what's his name. But Shoot's a big old boy. I can't see Matthew Modine.
I can't tell you what.
At any age. Of course he does.
Steve, do we have Justin or DJ in studio?
We do. Yep.
Hey, man, it seems to me that
he's a Vision Quest.
I've heard you talk about Vision Quest over the years. Is that true?
Phenomenal movie.
I thought so.
Your former co-host was a big fan as well, David.
Okay, I thought I remember you talking about Vision Quest. I knew I heard it from somebody. It was you that always talked about it.
Yeah.
You were Shoot.
Did I oversell it too much?
I mean, it's really the only wrestling movie of note, right? Paul Giamatti was in that wrestling movie where he was a wrestling coach, I think, but I didn't see it.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, there's not many of them.
It's just 1985.
It's just a really good movie. Linda Fiorentino's in it, too, and she's...
That's her. She's strong.
She's a good actress, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah. She's strong in Men in Black.
Yeah. And Matthew Modine.
And Madonna has a cameo in that, too.
I have no idea.
Did you read the story, Justin, that she blew up so big they were renaming the movie in Europe...
Madonna Quest?
No, the name of the song. That
Crazy
she sing,
About You.
Crazy About You.
Crazy for You.
Crazy for you. That's it. But they thought.
But for your purposes, Crazy About You is close enough. It is the morning show.
What about Craig this morning? How about Craig and Roger with the guy at the office talking cat?
Don't answer
the fight
Justin.
Song.
Don't do it, Justin. Don't do it.
I don't want to get into that, right? Meow. We'll have to move on. Oh, boo! Don't feed into that. Do not feed into that.
What?
If you feed into it, then it's all systems go.
Feed into what?
I would never feed a guy that talks like a cat. It's ridiculous.
God.
Joe Klein's coming in. We're going to eat barbecue with him from Corky's Barbecue.
Nice.
Hagen Smith will join us from courtesy of Stiefel Financial. I don't know if he was at the game last night. I was told he was going, but I didn't see the point because we knew he wasn't going to play. But I guess he wanted to go and support his teammates. Maybe we'll find out if he actually made it. What a great night last night in North Little Rock. We got the Red White Report brought to you by Southern Structural Solutions. We'll recap the win. Win for Arkansas, loss for UAPB. Kevin Kelly will join us. Thanks to Little Rock Athletic Club. Michael Felder's coming on. We'll talk a little draft with him. And Chris Alley's in on a special Wednesday from Rock and Roll Sushi.
Justin, we'll see you next week, buddy. Safe travels.
Right, see you, Jay Bird.
Steve, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Shows up next.
It's time to bring legendary Kubota reliability to your hayfield. Heavy-duty balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, rakes, tedders, and wrappers to fit your specific crop and condition. Match them up with one of Kubota's ag tractors. The M7 line ranges in horsepower from 128 to 168 with premium hydraulics and multiple transmission options to finish any job. Henard Foothills Equipment, South Main Street in Searcy. Your hometown Kubota dealer no matter where you live.